You're such an asshole.
All right, coming up on the last few ones here. From Anonymous. Why is divorce so expensive? Because it's worth it. Curious to get your take on bipolar disorder and NDP. What's NDP? NDP? Narcissistic personality disorder. Okay. Ooh, where'd it go? Hang on. There we are. All right. Curious to get your take on, let's just call it, bipolar women that seek out betas for control, even though it is self-sabotaging. After learning about hypergamy, it appears that this does not apply to women with personality disorders. Well, if they legitimately have a personality disorder, like they're legitimately mentally ill, then whatever conventional theories, conventions, norms, assumed behavior, normal behavior, humanity goes out the window. I mean, if you're mentally ill, you're mentally ill. That means you're not working right. So let's take someone who's schizophrenic. You can't say, well, gee, I don't, you know, he's schizophrenic. Why is he doing that? And the answer is he's schizophrenic, generally mentally ill. So after learning about hypergamy, it appears this does not apply to women with personality. Right, because if what you're saying is women are always looking to trade up, a woman with true bipolar disorder or whatever wants to control, then they're not going to get the alpha guy. And so, yes, that would be a mutually exclusive event where having that disorder where you want control. Or just like the, it doesn't even have to be mentally ill, whatever principles you operate by. If they run contrary to what you want in the real world, you're not, that behavior won't result. You will not have success. A perfect example, a strong, independent woman don't need a man careers. Okay, got it. MBA, making lots of money. Why can't I find a guy? Well, you know, I want a guy who's going to take command and be Christian Grey. Well, are you going to let him? No, because you're strong, you know. Could you imagine trying to date Sheryl Sandberg? And maybe she, and honestly, try would not even be, she seems reasonable, or at least logical to a certain standpoint. I'm talking a real ball busting, get out of my way, lawyer type. It's like, what, you want a strong man that's going to put you in your place and spank you? Well, that doesn't work that way. Yeah? So a mental illness, I'd say, of any kind, your whatever conventional theories you may have come up with human behavior are thrown out the window. My ex-wife cheated on me with a male friend that from the outside seemed very beta. What kind of man moves multiple states away to live with a woman getting divorced with three kids, youngest being disabled? On top of that, he just stands there and does everything she tells him to. He cooks, cleans up after her, and does any project she wants without question. Well, the type of guy, obviously, supplicating. I mean, we'd have to know the guy. Generally, a simp, a guy who just wants the pee sleeve. Certainly not. Well, look, you know, single mom of three, one with disability. No. But the other thing could be not just what it was. What was it? Oh. Aside from whatever simping and beta and all that, maybe he's the follow. Every day once in a while I saw it in Dan, well, sometimes more than I'd like, where the guy did not wear the pants in the family. The woman obviously did, and it kind of worked. Didn't work as well because the guy would still have to lead, but the woman would tell him what to do, and the guy would actually do it, whereas opposed to typically the guy's trying to lead, and the woman just doesn't let him. And literally, I'd said it more politely, but I politely, in a way, told the woman, shut the F up. Stop talking and listen to me. Because he's leading you. Guess who's leading you both? Me. Shut up. You can't hear the beat when you're. Oh, God. But there are times I'm like, just put a bullet in my head. I'm like, I would. I'm like, if I was in that, no, no way. So that's the type of guy. Sometimes the guys don't wear the pants. I've seen it work, kind of. But it's more electricity than it is human relation dynamics. You can't, if you want a current, you need a positive and a negative. Not that there's something wrong or pejorative about negative. You cannot have two negatives. You cannot have two positives. It doesn't work. So it could just be that they glue well together, where she barks the orders and he does it. Okay. I mean, he might actually be content with that situation. I don't know. She made a comment at one of our kids' appointments that she likes that he lets her control everything, finances, family choices, etc. At points of contention when we were married because I wouldn't let go of control without taking responsibility. Ah, see, that's where their relationship will inevitably enter. Maybe not the relationship, but the family structure or their environment or their lives. Their lives are going to be ruined because you cannot have control without responsibility. And I'm going to assume she wanted to make all the decisions but didn't care about the ramifications of the consequences. So if he's not standing up to her because he's saying responsibility, that means there's costs involved, which their lives are going to sustain. So if you're looking for some kind of happy ending, that's it. You can't make bad decisions and then not have them affect your life. But in terms of the relationship dynamic, yeah, that matches. There's a positive, there's a negative. You, however, you want to be a positive, quote, if we designate positive as leader. She didn't want to follow. Yeah, obviously there's going to be friction and ramming. Typical woman want all the power without the responsibility, slavery. Yes, that's a way to put it logically. Do these bipolar disorder women not follow typical hypergamy rules as one would expect? I'm under the impression she traded down, not across or up. Probably true. I think it also presents a bad picture of what a successful marriage a man has to serve his wife. I hope my son doesn't think that's how to have a good marriage when he gets older. And so I had a question. I said, well, are you sure your wife had a genuine case of BPD? Well, where'd it go? I had your response here somewhere. Did you guys email to the original thread? Don't create a whole new one. All right. I got enough problems. I got so little time. Not confirmed DBT, but would never seek counseling or help to verify. Ex was stay at home mom, change majors from teacher to social worker to nurse, back to teacher. Finally finished this year. Beta boyfriend is a low level guy at a place. You're a high level STEM guy, if that's relevant. Also, it helps corridor to personality psych review. Basically said, I'm analytical, cold, and suppressing my emotions while she's emotional and erratic. All right, well, I'm no therapist. I don't know if that qualifies as BPD or that she has mental illness, but your theory is still correct. If someone is mentally ill, whatever the mental illness, their behavior will not make sense in other, God, I hate to use this word, paradigms or structures. And it could be that was just her personality. She may not suffer from an actual mental illness. She may just be a type A ball busting. She's got to be in charge. And even then, I'm okay with that because everyone, different strokes, different folks. Okay, fine. But then she's got to find a guy who's not going to wear the pants. And she found that guy. What the concern is, as well, is for the kids that may be living with them or kids they might have in the future. Is their decisions going to affect the family life, their lives? And that's where this, you cannot have freedom or control without responsibility. And I don't know what kind of, and if any indication of her flightiness with her degree choices, and they're all crap, by the way, except for nurse. yeah, she probably made dumb decisions. She made decisions based on her fifis and what she wanted. And I'm sure, you know, and she's emotional and erratic. If that what the court said, yeah, usually people who make decisions that are emotional and erratic make bad decisions. And I'm not saying that you're like looking for revenge. You're just kind of asking the question about like, well, why did she downgrade? Probably one, it could be mentally ill, could be. I'm just going to say that's a personality. She needed a guy, and she even said, I love it when he lets me do what I want. So shock. I wonder if he's going to bail her out. That's what I know, and you're not that guy. And then you could point this out to your kids, like, look what's going to, okay, look, just learn about responsibility, okay? She's going to make all these decisions, all right? And don't besmirch the mother. But look, what I want you to pay attention to the decisions your mom makes and what ends up happening. That's what you, you know, that's what you do. So there you go. Just sit back and enjoy the show. Do we have anything? Okay, that guy. There we go. Scrolling, just going to have. That's it. None. All right. Questions, answers. EssoConsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.